We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we're up to this wonderful thing about riding on animals. So we said one of our issues is we're not allowed to deal with trees. And stemming from this came the prohibition of riding on animals on Shabbos. Our sages were concerned that you're going to be riding on the animal, and you're going to need a stick to guide the animal, and you're going to end up pulling a branch off the tree. So our sages said, don't use the animal at all. We don't use... animals, we don't lean on animals. Our sages extended this all around, and they said, we just got to get people used to this idea that you don't use animals, period, on Shabbos. This is an extension of this idea, not to pull a branch off a tree. The next issue is, we said you don't deal with the trees that are growing, so what happens if I want to smell the roses on Shabbos? So our sages said, you may not smell roses on Shabbos if they're growing, if they're attached to the ground, because it's very common if you're dealing with a branch that you're going to end up picking a fruit or picking a leaf or a flower. So the exception would be where you have flowers, like roses, where the flowers are not edible. So then we're saying if you don't deal with the branch, if you're not touching the branch, if you just lean over and smell from it, where you have a tree or a bush, like a rose bush, where there's no fruit, I'm not concerned you're going to pick it. I'm only concerned you're going to pick fruits. So if you have a tree or a bush that has both flowers that smell and fruits, there you wouldn't be allowed to smell from it. If it's like a rose bush, which as far as I know, the rose bush has nothing edible in it, right? So there our sages weren't concerned that you're going to come picking off roses on Shabbos. They were only concerned about picking fruits, and that's why they said you're allowed to smell it on Shabbos, because it's not edible. We mentioned already, he mentions it here, that if you walk by and you see fruits that fell off a tree, you're not allowed to eat them till after Shabbos. They're considered muktzeh. And our sages were concerned that if you start eating the fruit on the ground that fell off the tree, then you're going to forget yourself and end up picking fruit off the tree. And even if you walk out and you're not sure, were these apples on the ground before Shabbos or not? Maybe they fell before Shabbos. Our sages prohibited it. They said, unless you know those fruits were there before Shabbos, you can't eat fruits that might have fallen off the tree on Shabbos. So again, our sages prohibited the fruits that fell off a tree on Shabbos. And even if there's a question whether they fell on Shabbos or before Shabbos, they prohibited it. In extension, our sages said, if you have little pieces of skin that are hanging, like at the edge of one's nails, very often we have little pieces of skin hanging. So that's, you're not allowed to pull them off on Shabbos. Now, some say, no, that this is an extension of the prohibition of cutting something from where it grows. Just like you can't cut a tree, a fruit from where it grows, so too you can't cut off pieces of skin from where they're attached to the body. We're going to see later on more details about this. This is just in passing, extensions of the prohibition of things that grow, this is one extension. So that brings us to the conclusion of our discussion with regards to harvesting. So we discussed taking from a plant that's growing in a pot. We discussed dealing with the tree, that the tree is muktzeh. Our sages prohibited benefiting from the tree. We discussed that the grass is okay. You can walk on the grass, you could lean on the grass, and the bottom three tefachim of the tree are okay. We discussed that our sages extended this to riding on an animal or dealing with an animal on Shabbos. You're not supposed to lean on an animal. You're not supposed to deal, basically, with an animal. We haven't yet discussed the exception of pets. We're going to get to pets later on when we discuss muktzeh. We discussed smelling a tree where there's still fruits attached to the tree. You walk by a passion fruit. So that has a phenomenal smell. You want to make a blessing on the smell. We're concerned you're going to end up picking a fruit. But you may smell roses. I think roses have no fruits with them. So then we're not concerned you'll end up picking the roses. We discussed that if fruits fall off the tree on Shabbos, you may not pick them. Even if you're questionable whether they fell off on Shabbos or before Shabbos, our sages prohibited that, lest you come picking the fruits off the tree. And we ended with mentioning this idea that if there's skin hanging, that one may not pick it off on Shabbos, which we will again discuss at greater length later on.
So if you can't lean on the cow...